Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back live at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. And you've got the Panthers opening their season tonight. Less than an hour, they will take the ice against the Chicago Blackhawks. The quest for the three-peat begins, and banners will be raised. You will hear the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM, and we'll all have the time of our lives as we get ready to buckle in for another season of Panthers hockey.
Yeah, wide open in here.
And it is usually, you know, when we do the show here, game doesn't start till 7. Yeah. They don't open the doors till 6. We're off the air at 6.
Yep.
Well, game starts at 5, doors opened about 5 minutes ago, and we're being pulled in every direction because people want to say hello, which we love, and we're up in the Coors Light Cold Zone, and people are gathered around, and they're, you know, getting some drinks and getting ready for a little action tonight.
Turkey sandwiches.
The turkey sandwich line is already ridiculous. Many people will say that is the greatest food offering at the arena here itself. Someone talking to us now is, yes, again, just they just start talking and they want to do their own show. Now he's telling us about telling us about batting and football, and he's very very demonstrative.
Love, man.
But had no idea that we were on the air.
He ain't washed his jersey since last season.
Watching us talk to each other with the headsets on, it's always funny.
Does anyone know what he said? Was he giving us batting advice? What was that?
He said, hockey's the only real sport. Baseball, you standing.
I love radio.
Football, you just hit each other.
Never happens at the Today Show. It's on radio. But anyway, you can hear the game tonight, and Doug Plagans will be on the call. He joined us in the 2 o'clock hour. Let's get headlines. Josh Appel is here with us at the arena. Solana is joining us from his home studio. He was a little late today because he was taping some stuff for FanDuel Sports Network Sun for the upcoming Heat season. And we got a lot of action going on, but Appel will give us the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So, obviously, the Panthers, they start their season tonight. They're raising a banner against the Chicago Blackhawks, and that means that they'll be facing Spencer Knight tonight, the starting goaltender for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, if you could hear my voice and you're coming to the game tonight, I know he's going to be in the building, but when the national anthem is sung tonight, please, no Knight chants.
All right,
I know
enough.
He's going to be in the building, but do your best, please.
He's going to be here, what, to get his ring? And
He wasn't on the team. I don't think he gets a ring for last year.
No?
No, because James not on the cup, and he got a ring, obviously, for the year prior, but now he is the starting goaltender for the Blackhawks.
Oh, is that why he's going to be here?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, and
remember, they traded him for Seth Jones.
Now I recall.
Yeah.
I got to get back in. I got to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah. So do they hate players that were here and not here anymore, like other sports?
Oh, I think we appreciate.
Well, we definitely got the better end of the trade,
no doubt.
Oh yes.
I have some bad news for Solana, though.
What is that?
His boy, who the Dolphins cut at the end of the preseason and ended up in Jacksonville, Eric Ezukanma. It would just come out a couple moments ago that he was released by the Jaguars.
Man.
So I'm sorry, Solana.
I got shadow banned two locations.
Easy.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing all right. But the good news for Solana, even though it came in a 10-point preseason loss. Norman Powell for the Heat had a good game last night. Heat play again tomorrow night against the Spurs.
Hopefully a harbinger of things to come from Norman Powell.
Kyle Ware also had a good game, but apparently, according to Spo, only 3 minutes of it were anything useful. So,
fair.
He was playing against middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd rather him look like that against middle schoolers than not.
Hey, Solana, explain to me what the Shams Charania report was about Giannis. The Bucks, you know, had training camp at FIU. I don't know if you
I didn't know that.
Were aware of that.
How about that?
That's where they trained. So Giannis, the only team he's interested in going to is the New York Knicks?
That's based off conversations that happened earlier in the year over the offseason. So I guess theoretically you could make that leap. Yes, the team he'd be interested in.
Well, Shams made that leap, right?
Would be the New York Knicks. He made the leap that's the conversations that happened already. He reported those were the conversations. But, Hawk, I mean, okay, Giannis tells the Milwaukee Bucks general manager, hey, I'd be interested in a trade to the New York Knicks. And then the Bucks call the Knicks and they say, what can you offer us? And the Knicks say, well, we don't have any first-round picks because our entire draft capital has been depleted because we traded everybody from Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns. So, okay, now what? And then they hang up the phone, and that's it. That's the conversation. So, great.
Giannis, but was the interest on Giannis's part to go there?
Yes. If they were willing to trade him, the team he's interested in, New York, the Knicks.
Okay, all right. So it's not Miami. He did not say, I'm interested in Miami.
He did not. Okay. According to Shams Charania.
Right.
Canes, they're off this week. Big win against Florida State over the weekend. They have the week off and then return to the field at home next Friday against the Louisville Cardinals.
Louisville.
They are number 2 in the nation and USF. Number 24 in the nation. It's a big marquee win, one of the big ones for Miami so far this year.
All right.
Yeah. The Dolphins, they take on the Chargers this weekend at home. The Dolphins are 1-4, and you stick a fork in them.
Hassan Haskins.
He'll go for 250. Singer of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
No, Georgia, Florida line. Hassan Haskins. No, Omarion Hampton is on IR. Najee Harris is on IR. Their starting running back's name is Hassan Haskins. Just get used to hearing his name because he's going to have about 170 yards.
He's got a Rico Dowdle game coming up.
Oh, yeah. Hassan Haskins.
I think he played for Harbaugh at Michigan.
Michigan guy and was with the Titans for 3 years before this year.
Inter Miami, they host Atlanta United this Saturday. Jordi Alba earlier today announced his retirement, joining Sergio Busquets on, I guess, what we can now consider a retirement tour as they go for the MLS title once the playoffs begin here pretty soon.
Did you see LeBron made his decision? Oh. He had the second decision today.
Goofball.
Enough of this guy.
Made a decision to drink Hennessy. Made that decision 20 years ago.
Didn't call a press conference.
Didn't sit down with a little bald head, man. I just poured me a glass.
There's actually some LeBron news. And, you know, it's a shame that instead of making some sort of announcement today, first of all, the entire Hennessy VSOP announcement, the decision, got leaked by Hennessy 90 minutes before noon. Which, again, it totally stunted
everything. The social media team was drinking Hennessy all morning to celebrate the release. I'm like, bleep it. Hit send.
But according to Shams, LeBron is going to miss the preseason with the expectation that he'll be ready for opening night because he's dealing with nerve irritation in the glute.
I saw that. I've had nerve irritation in the glute before, and I'll tell you what I do. I get that Miralax and some of those stool softeners. Irritation disappears.
You're a nerve irritation in my glute.
What's a glute?
Man, booties. His booties, bro?
Yeah, nerve irritation in the glute.
I'm going to tell you, too, he's not drinking Hennessy VSOP. That's the cheap stuff.
Oh, there's like an expensive.
They got Hennessy White and Hennessy XO. Yeah, Hennessy White's like $300 a bottle.
Sign me up for the white.
Yeah, I know you like that one.
Oh, your weather. Cloudy skies outside. Not raining just yet here at Amerant Bank Arena. Hurry on in. 45 minutes till the banner raising, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, this place better not look empty. I will fight anyone whose seat is empty. I'll wait till you get here in the second period. I'm taking notes on whose seat is empty when they're doing the banner raising. And in the second period, like lightning, I'm going to be up on your ass, punching you in the face.
You're going to be on their ass.
I'm going to be on their ass like lightning, like white on rice.
Your weather is sponsored by Chills on AC.
I don't like your junk talk. Makes me uncomfortable.
Featuring reliable AC systems, make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's the Hennessy.
Wait a second.
That's the
$7,000 for a bottle of Hennessy?
That's what LeBron's drinking.
$7,000.
The King Richard Hennessy.
What's
in there?
Nothing
worth
$7,000.
His Glutners? LeBron ain't grabbing the $41.99 bottle.
Why, Crowder, why do they have a Hennessy? I think it's white. That's not sold in the U.S. It's only sold in other countries. Because every time I go to like a duty-free when I'm traveling internationally,
yep.
Let's just say there's a lot more people. There's a lot of people buying that Hennessy white that don't look like me.
You mean they're bald? Hennessy's a black drink, Solano. Let's put it out there if people didn't know.
But why is Hennessy white not sold in the U.S.?
I don't know, but it is. A lot of people get it from the Bahamas. It's not sold in stores here. I don't know. You're 100% correct. It's not sold
here. Create the man.
But I know people that bring cases back from the Bahamas, allegedly on their boats.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back live at the Amerant Bank Arena, and you've got Panthers hockey coming up tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm getting thrown off here, Jimmy, because I didn't see the video. All right, there you go. Now I feel like we're on. You told me we were on, but then it said commercial break on my video feed. I got thrown off. I got rattled easily. One of the things I probably haven't mentioned, we're not going to be on at 5 o'clock, so it won't be the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, but we should mention right beneath us is the Funky Buddha tap room. Mm-hmm. And if you're coming to enjoy some hockey tonight, you can stop by right across from Pantherland downstairs and enjoy a little Funky Buddha before the game, during the first intermission, the second intermission, third period. Have the time of your life. If you don't have tickets tonight, you can go to the tap room in Oakland Park. Funky Buddha will be showing the game, and everybody will be having the time of their life.
If you're here, get the gloves off. It was made for the Panthers when they had their partnership. It is a delicious beer. It's called Gloves Off. I love it.
We just saw down below us, right when you walk in the main entrance here at the Amerant Bank Arena, we're on the second floor of the Coors Light Cold Zone, but right below us, the main entrance, Scripps has their television set up. So we see Goldie down there and Randy Moeller, and Josh Appel got a little aroused because Will Zito, is sitting down on the Scripps television set right now.
And this is all possible because of Will Zito.
It really is because of Will Zito.
Bettman's down there right now.
Who's down there?
Bettman.
Oh, Gary Bettman's down there?
Hey, we had Gare on with us.
Hey, Bettman. Guy owes me money.
Hey, Gare.
Gary Bettman, the commissioner, is down there.
Hey,
right?
Hawk, I know you said that Appel's buddy didn't know the game started at 5.
Seems like a lot of people did.
Yeah, they sent out a memo because this place is packed.
Totally understood.
I didn't understand that from you guys. Like, hey, season ticket holders for a banner ceremony don't know what time the game starts. I think it's ridiculous, but yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows the game starts at 5.
Well, I literally have. There's literally a text from Josh's friend, a season ticket holder.
It's Josh's friend. Like,
who did not know the game started at 5 o'clock.
Hey, while you're talking to a microphone every day, this guy's a doctor at Cleveland Clinic, so why don't you chill out over there, okay?
Yeah, smart guy.
Doctor.
Yeah.
How do you say doctor like that?
I was just doing a thing.
Okay.
But the game does start at 5. I mean, I don't know when the actual puck will drop, but the banner ceremony will start around 5 o'clock. Nice to see you. But he noticed real quick that we were on the air. That rarely happens. Guy's a big fan. But he noted. He pulled back.
Yeah.
Pulled back. Or maybe he was expecting Defo. And he's like, wait a second.
You're time?
You're not Defo. All right. Are we betting tonight?
Oh, are we? I got in a bet.
What are you doing?
Let me check.
Are we doing anything schmaltzy, like a Marchand goal or something?
I'm doing a point parlay tonight.
Oh.
Bennett, Ekblad, and who is my third leg? Reinhardt. Bennett, Reinhardt, Ekblad, point parlay. And then separately, we got some good value on Anton Lundell assist.
Reinhardt, Bennett, Verhaeghe, 3 shots on goal. Marchand, Sam Bennett, both score a point. Panthers win.
How about
I like that.
Mackie Samuskevich.
They gave it to me.
Remember what Plagan said? Those never win. remember what Plagan said? Mackie Samuskevich in the 2 o'clock hour that he might have some more offensive opportunities. Oh, there you go. The guy I said pulled back and realized we were on the air came back for more.
They saw him at Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
He can't handle himself.
He couldn't contain himself. I think I want to do Mackie Samuskevich over 1.5 shots on goal.
I'll do that with you.
Parlayed with Seth Jones over 1.5 shots on goal. They're both minus, but if I parlay them, what do you think about that, Josh? That makes it plus 130.
I don't hate it.
All right. That's what I'm putting in right now. Mackie Samuskevich and Seth Jones to both have over 1.5 shots on goal.
Don't forget Mackie Samuskevich. He's wearing number 11 this season, and he is already the best number 11 in Panthers history.
That's the final nail in the coffin on the Huberdeau trade, right? Someone has now taken his number, and that's it. We move on. I'm never mention him again.
I'm in the 100.
All right, you're in?
Yeah.
Look at you.
The 100 line? I don't know.
The what?
The 100.
Oh, on the app itself?
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, so here's what we're... Somebody texts in, Hawk, instead of threatening violence, how are you? Good to see you. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. Hey, that's my buddy.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
That's
a pal. No, that's a pal. Yeah.
I got no hair.
I wouldn't pick on that guy. That guy's like 6'3".
You're all good.
Yeah. Hey, good brother.
I should be insulted for being confused for Solana, but that's okay.
Yeah. Look at that little weasel.
Somebody came up to us during the commercial break, and they go, hey, what's Jimmy look like? I want to see what Jimmy looks like. And I'm like, oh, you can look on my camera feed here. But Jimmy's back was to the camera. And I'm like, oh, you can't see him right now. And he's like, well, does he look like he sounds? And we're like, yeah, exactly.
100%.
Yeah, matches the face. Exactly. What was I just saying? Oh, so someone texted in, Hawk, instead of threatening violence against Panthers fans for empty seats, maybe drop some breaking news. Joe Flacco of the Bengals. Well, if you think that's breaking news at 4:32, what are you still looking up phone numbers in a phone book? I mean, that's 6 hours ago. Joe Flacco got traded. You want me to break that news? I'll break your nose if you show up here at the Ameren Bank Arena.
Oh,
I won't really.
Did you see we broke news on the pivot?
We did.
The pivot. Bro.
Oh, what'd you break?
Odell Beckham Jr.
No, what happened? What did he say?
He has a 6-game suspension when he comes back. Because he failed the PED test with the Dolphins.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was coming back.
Yeah, he didn't want to. That's why he came on the pivot and said he wants to keep playing football.
He wants
he has
to come
a six-game
back,
suspension.
there's one very important piece to that entire puzzle. Somebody else has to accept him back, which now became even tougher for anybody to do, considering he has to accept a six-game suspension.
The Dolphins took Cedric Wilson. He's already on rehab.
It's got to be demoralizing to take PEDs and still be terrible. I would imagine OBJ does not feel good about how that went.
I was in the room. He said he didn't take PEDs. He said his testosterone was too high.
Oh, of course.
That could happen. It's happened to me.
When?
I got to throttle back the injection.
61 years ago?
Anyway, we've got to, we're going to wrap things up on our end here because it is just too crowded for us to continue. And also, Appel and I want to be in our seats by 5 o'clock
to
watch the banner raising. So Solana and Jimmy will do the final segment of the show tonight, and then they will hand things over to Doug Plagans for your play-by-play of Panthers and Blackhawks tonight. Before we wrap it up here, and thank you, Tree, our on-site engineer. Fantastic job, as always. Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. And, of course, you've got college and pro football action. You've got girls. You've got beer. What's better? Every NFL Sunday and Monday night, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Cheetah Pompano Beach and Cheetah Palm Beach are having their Ghouls Just Want to Have Fun party Wednesday, October 29th. There's going to be a $250 cash prize for a costume contest, gold VIP card giveaways, a spooktacular free lunch 11:30 till 3, and free admission if you wear a costume that day. That is Wednesday, October 29th, Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. All right, Solana and Jimmy will have the final segment for you after the commercial break, and Crowder and Appel and I will sign off from here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Go Panthers. Say hello if you're here at the game tonight. We will be here, and we'll take a quick break, and Solana will wrap things up when we come back.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final segment on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Kind of a chaotic day. So let me set the scene here. Our show ends in about, 10 minutes because we have banner night at the Kaseya Center, at the Amerant Bank Arena. Chaotic day because I was at the Kaseya Center this morning. The Heat had practice, but before that, it was some media day stuff. We were shooting stuff. Second season of Into the Fire with FanDuel Sports Network Sun, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert, Tommy Tighe, the Miami Heat Audio Experience. That stuff's coming to you later on in the year. But Hawk and Crowder were at Amerant Bank Arena because the Panthers open up their season tonight. They debut, we all know. It's coming up in a few minutes. So I was at Amerant or at Kaseya Center. Hawk and Crowder were at Amerant Bank. And now, after I showed up a little bit late, Hawk and Crowder and Josh Appel, who joined the show, they decided that we want to be in our seats at 5 p.m., which makes all the sense in the world. So if you're getting to Amerant Bank Arena, enjoy the game tonight. The quest for the three-peat begins against the Blackhawks. I happen to love banner night, obviously, in pro sports. And I was just thinking about it. If you really digest, because we're all very, very disappointed with the Dolphins. And before this year, the Hurricanes have, you know, they haven't been very good in ACC since moving to the ACC. But if you think about it, since 97, when the Marlins won the World Series, South Florida has 97 and 03 with the Marlins. That's two. Three banner nights with the Miami Heat, 06, 12, and 13. And now the second Stanley Cup banner, Stanley Cup title banner. That's seven professional sports banners since 1997. And not too shabby, man. Not too shabby. I was born in 94. If you include the 2001 Miami Hurricanes national title, which I do, that's eight championships since 1997. That's not terrible. That's better than a lot of other cities. So I've been to three. I don't know, Jimmy, if you went to banner night last year with the Florida Panthers or if you went to maybe a Marlins one in 98 or in 2004. But I've been to three in my life. Three.
I didn't. But I did go to the parade in 97 when the Marlins won and the one and the Heat won in 06.
Oh, so hot.
Oh, my gosh. Parade, it was terrible.
It was 1 billion degrees outside. So parades are probably a little bit different, but banner night, it's great because before the game starts, you're acknowledged as a champion, obviously, and then they pull back the curtain. And then the banner, this massive banner, kind of just hangs over the field of play the entire night. It's got the spotlight on it. It's a cool thing to be a part of. It really is, especially if you're a season ticket holder and you've been there with your squad, ride or die, for a while. 06 Heat versus Bulls was catastrophic because it's the Heat's first ever title. They bring back everybody. Posey, Shaq, obviously Dwayne Wade, Antoine Walker. They bring back the whole 06 gang. And Chicago beats the Heat by 42 points. It was the worst loss in Miami Heat opening night history. And just to remind everybody how ridiculous that game was, it's etched in my brain. I'll never forget Chris Duhon and Kirk Heinrich. That duo almost single-handedly outscoring the entire Miami Heat. The Heat scored 66 points that night. Chris Duhon and Kirk Heinrich, a little blast to the past, dropped 46 points, just those two combined. That night. And then 2012, I was there when the Heat blew out the Celtics at home. That was the first big three title, second in Heat history. And then in 2013, you beat the Bulls to hang the third title banner. The fun one with the Miami Heat was in 2012. So Ray Allen, that was his debut night. So you get the Celtics in town after you had beaten them in the playoffs the season before in seven, you win the title. You take Ray Allen from the Celtics. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo don't want to talk to him. They're sick of Ray Allen. They're upset with Ray Allen. And he comes off the bench, drops 19 on their head, those loser Celtics. That was a special night. Tonight's going to be special. Vibes are always high. The banner ceremony will be awesome at Amerant Bank Arena. Jimmy, did you guys talk about, because I showed up to the show a little bit late, about the championship rings that were debuted last night or unveiled last night? Did Hawk get into the details of these rings?
They did during the commercial break.
None of the audience can hear the commercial.
No, I know. I'm just telling you that no, he did not mention it during the.
So they didn't talk about it on the air.
No.
Okay. These rings are absolutely insane. 14 karat white and yellow gold. More than 450 diamonds and rubies. But it's got two Stanley Cups, obviously, made of diamonds, surrounded by rubies, with Panthers in yellow gold and garnet. And then it's meant to evoke the tabs on the sleeves of the players' jerseys. And then on the side of the ring, it has the player's name in 14-karat yellow gold, their number set against a yellow gold sun. The other side of the ring says Florida in yellow and gold 2025, studded with 29 diamonds with the team's Leaping Cat logo, two palm trees meant to resemble the ones that surround Amerant Bank Arena, and a banner declaring the Panthers back-to-back champions. Bro, these rings are massive, and they're baller, man. Absolutely baller. The side panels feature 204 handset diamonds with 14-karat white gold palm trees wrapping the finger. And then the best part, inside the ring is the phrase, "We apologize to no one," which is a very cleaned up version of somewhat of a rallying cry for the Florida Panthers a season ago. Pretty, pretty awesome stuff. I'm excited as hell to hear Doug Plagans on the call. I bet you Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay got themselves a little ring yesterday as well, or a massive ring yesterday as well. And they're going to sound even sweeter on 104.3 FM WQAM. Before we get there, I just want to revisit one thing because I don't feel like we touched on it enough. I don't know, Jimmy, unless you guys had a full conversation during the break about it, but LeBron's decision 2.0, it was an advertisement for Hennessy. And yesterday we were debating, Hawk really believed, hey, this is the year LeBron hangs it up. Perfect time. He's still playing at a high level. And look, I could be very wrong about this, but I just feel it in my gut that LeBron is going to try to play till he's 45, 46 years old. I really do. This decision 2.0 was kind of corny. Leaves you with a cliffhanger. Comes out. I mean, it was cutesy, a little advertisement. It's LeBron. We should have expected it, right? We should have expected something like that. And I did yesterday. I felt this would be linked to either Amazon Prime Day. I think today is National Taco Day or Taco Tuesday for sure. So you felt like it was going to be gimmicky. And it was. LeBron James did a very LeBron James move. But in terms of just circling back to the conversation we had around this time yesterday, I genuinely, wholeheartedly believe LeBron James is going to spend a couple more seasons playing in the NBA. And my gut feeling is he's going to try to win another ring, at least one more. He's got four. Some people don't feel like the COVID bubble ring carries the same weight, the same value as others. I don't agree with that notion. Obviously, the ring everybody credits him for more than any. Unfortunately for us down here is the 2016 beating the Golden State Warriors with the Cavs. They're down 3-1, and he did it for Cleveland going back there. But we're talking about the two banners from the other night. Those two championships always will be special for us down here. But getting to five, it seems silly, almost trivial, but getting to five has significant meaning, I think, for LeBron. Have the same amount of rings as Kobe. And to just be that much closer to Michael Jordan, I think that has to matter to LeBron. We'll find out. I don't want to take up any more of the broadcast time. 5 p.m. That's when all of the festivities begin. We'll be back live tomorrow. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana at 2 p.m. We'll recap the Florida Panthers, hopefully, victory on banner night. Those of you who are going to listen to the game, enjoy it. Looking forward to listening to Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay coming up. And for everybody else that's going to watch the game, go Panthers. Jimmy, I appreciate you. Enjoy the game tonight as well. Thanks to Tree, our engineer at Amerant Bank Arena today. Everybody who has been watching on YouTube over the past few days, we see you and we appreciate you, and on Twitch as well. Again, we'll talk tomorrow, 2 p.m. We'll recap the Florida Panthers, hopefully victory. Enjoy banner night. And this has been Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana. Adios, Miami.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.